Hello everyone and welcome back to Pods Niger, the listening hub of the century. Your number one podcast station, and here again with you is Pamela Gold Ojama Hassan, giving you stories on the African people and culture, as well as police brutality stories to keep you informed on the ills going on in our society, as well as to honor those who have been victims and survivors of this brutality done to them by the police force, either in Africa or abroad. In Nigeria, it is overwhelming how the custodians of the laws are the first people to break those laws. It's illegal to, you know, brutalize citizens even though they are suspects of a crime. But in Nigeria, this is certainly not the case, as every day we hear stories of people being brutalized by police officers who are supposed to be protecting them. In this regard, I've come to you with another police brutality story, and this is the sad story of the crude murder of a Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps officer. That is the NSCDC, which is a security force in Nigeria. Yes, I know you are surprised too. The police is no respecter of uniforms. So stay tuned as I'll be giving you more details on this story. Being a family man and a great father, as described by his wife and family, Ogajumbo was on his way to drop his children at school that fateful day when the incident occurred. This took place on a Tuesday morning near a military checkpoint close to a branch of the Redeemed Christian Church of God around Yanyam Market in the Federal Capital Territory of Nigeria, Abuja. That morning, as usual, Jumbo drove his way in company of his wife to drop their children at school when he was ordered by a police officer to stop. According to his wife, he had made a U-turn at the wrong location because his children were already running late and he needed to get them to school in time. We all know how it gets with parents when their children are running late to, you know, appointments, to school mostly. They tend to be, you know, they can break any rule just to make sure their children are on time. And this fateful day, Ogajumbo decided to, you know, make a U-turn at the wrong location just so he could get his children to school in time. But police officers who were there did not find this pleasing. So at this point, the two police officers on duty stopped him for failing to comply with road and driving rules. Jumbo was dressed in his uniform but still proceeded to apologize and appeal to the officers to allow them go. Like I said earlier, he's an NSCDC officer, so he was dressed in his uniform probably to drop them off, then maybe drop his wife off and go to work. But unfortunately, he didn't make it to work that day, as his pleas and that of his wife fell on deaf ears of the police officers and they turned violent on him. One of the officers jumped on the bonnet of Jumbo's vehicle and began to bang hard on it, while the other one descended on him with a baton. His wife and children began to cry and beg the officers, who threatened to beat them up as well. An eyewitness, John Ochai, confirmed that Jumbo's wife and children tried to intervene but were threatened severely by the officers. Like, who will do this? What sane person will do this? Why would a woman and her children be begging you? And instead of listening to them, no matter the offense the husband or father had committed, there is a sense of sympathy or empathy you would feel towards the children, for God's sake, children, that you would even like, okay, let it go. But no, instead of letting it go, these officers even began to threaten the children as well. And after threatening the children, they began to drag Jumbo to the police station from the place where they had begun their violence. And on arrival at the station, the officers continued to deliver blows to Jumbo relentlessly until one of the officers hit Jumbo on his head with the baton, which caused him to collapse immediately. Jumbo's wife said she began to beg them to take her husband to the hospital, but the DPO of the station ignored her pleas and said her husband was pretending. The DPO then requested for a needle that he would use to poke Jumbo to prove he was pretending. He was reportedly confirmed dead at a hospital in Asokoro, where his corpse was deposited. The 36-year-old civil defense officer was killed by fellow officers of the law and even in his uniform. Like, they had no regard for his uniform. They had no regard for who he was. They had no regard for humanity. They just did what they wanted. They didn't even think of, okay, his family. Like, his family was there. His family was right there when they killed him. And it obviously wasn't even a problem for the police force. The NSCDC refused to give up on the case. That is Oga's office. That's the security force where he works. They refused to give up on the case and asked the police to investigate the matter, which they promised they would. In order to find the cause of his death, the police was asked to carry out an autopsy and the family with the NSCDC to carry out theirs. So the family of Jumbo were ordered to carry out their own autopsy alongside the NSCDC, while the police were required to carry out their own autopsy to confirm the cause of his death. Jumbo's family declared that all they want is justice. Also, family members of Jumbo came around, and it wasn't really pretty because they knew his wife was there. His wife was a witness, so she knew exactly what had happened. They were not hearing stories from other people. His wife was right there. His children were there. They knew what had happened. So the family, on hearing this story, requested straight up for justice. Even members of Jumbo's community went to the streets on a protest to attain justice for their neighbor and friend, as they all claimed he was a big reason their environment was safe and they would all miss him. The overwhelmed family of Jumbo is still seeking justice, and I hope they find it. This happened in 2019, and the family is still seeking justice because I don't think if I was a family member, I would just let my family go to waste. I wouldn't want that to happen. If I was part of the family, I would fight tooth and nail to ensure that my family member got justice, because this is all shades wrong. A police officer or police officers to, you know, brutalize a citizen of the country right in front of his family. Like, we don't regard for their mental health or anything. They just did what they wanted. They killed the man in front of his family, his children, his wife. And I don't know what else could be more disturbing, because if it was even that, okay, the family got to hear the story of what happened to Oga Jumbo, they didn't hear the story. It wasn't hearsay. It was seeing. They saw it. This is witnessing the death of their family member, and this is definitely traumatic. I'm sure till date the wife and the young children are going through a lot. They must be going through a lot. Until date, nothing has been done about it. The NSCDC has refused to sleep on it, but the police is trying to sweep this case under the carpet. It's just trying to sweep it under the rug and keep everybody silent about it. And next thing we'll hear is they're trying to settle the family or something. This is not about settlement. This is about justice. The officers who did this are supposed to be brought to book. They're supposed to face the law. Because if they do not make them face the law, it would happen again. Other officers would see it as, okay, anything I do, I can get away with it. Just like those officers did. And this will become a pattern in our country. It is already a pattern, but this will become far worse than it already is. It will become too bad. It will become unmanageable. For now, that it is still something that we can speak up about it. The youths are already protesting about it. People are already talking about it. I feel like The government should listen and retrain our police officers. They need to be trained over again. They need to not just be trained how to shoot. They need to be trained about humanity. They need to instill human feelings in them. I don't know if they take it out of them during their trainings now, but somehow they need to instill human feelings in them, because these people clearly need it. They need to come back to being human and have feelings, be empathetic towards others. This will definitely create a better society, a safer society, where youths, older people, children can move around in peace and not bother about coming in contact with police officers. Like, people these days are scared of encountering police officers on the road, because you don't even know what you'll say before they'll start to harass you. You don't even know what you'll do before they'll cock their guns and try to shoot at you. And this is not good for our country. It's not good for our society. People can be paranoid about the people who are supposed to be protecting them. This is not supposed to be so. And we hope, and really, we really hope that a solution will be brought forward. We hope that these things will be curbed, will be reduced, and as possible as it is, be eliminated as soon as possible. We at Pods Niger have brought you this story, and we hope that you would share it in order to, create the awareness and find the change we all seek. Thank you once again for joining Pods Niger. We'll be here again with another story, and I hope that you would be here to listen. Thank you, and talk to you next time. Bye.